Perhaps you would say, having cut herself off from humanity, she must now connect humanity to the stars. Or maybe not everything is plot essential. Maybe this is a movie daring enough to suggest that the characters have a life outside of the constraints of the movie, which is exactly what this feels like. That's why Arrival, in my mind, was slated as a truly great movie. But Arrival, turns out, is entirely a plot movie. Every character trait and hanging line of dialogue is hermetically sealed into the architecture of what amounts to a capital B, capital T, big twist. As Banks learns the alien's language, her consciousness comes unstuck in time. The daughter we've been seeing hasn't even been born yet. That's a big twist. Big twist is that time travel makes the movie so much better for the people who watch it. My movies are thinking movies. I watch Rick and Morty, they go back in time. This is a good movie. There's an angle where this could be wild and interesting, but the film loses its ambition. Having established that Banks' consciousness has broken through the usual flow of time-space, Arrival deploys her ascendance as a plot weapon. To stop China from launching an attack, Banks' consciousness time hops forwards 18 months, where a helpful Chinese general tells her how she saved the world that one time. Actually, the way Banks saves the world is by calling the Chinese general and reminding him of his dead wife. Maybe you think that's emotional. Worth pointing out, maybe, that in Batman v Superman, the world gets saved because one guy says something that reminds another guy of his dead mom. Oh, God damn it. This movie is just smart people Batman v Superman.
You were never a god. You were never even a man. What does that mean? Why did you say that name?
Find them! Save!
It goes on to kind of like list more and more of these like egregious time-hopping dialogue pieces. Things like bringing up someone's father that's never been brought up before. You know, she's become like kind of like this all-knowing, unstuck-in-time creature.
To subscribe to the Mr. Movies podcast, go to patreon.com/MrMovies. You get project updates. You get to vote on what movies appear on the show. And you get one extra episode per week. Oh, to be alive at this time.